let's talk more about this quick start, surprising start for the Raiders at 3-2. Difficult schedule, road games, they're winning back-to-back road spots. Bill Romanowski played for the team at the end of his career, and I'm sure is keeping track of what's going on with the Raiders and around the National Football League. How you doing, sir?
Fantastic. How you doing?
We're good. We're fired up. We got the Raiders coming here next year. We thought we may be getting a team that, you know, was going to be coming off like a 4-win season. This looks like a pretty good team.
You know what? They are a good team, and this team literally goes the way their quarterback goes. If their quarterback plays well, they play well. And Derek played really well against the Bears. And what you saw is a really balanced offense is they committed to pounding the football. And when you do that, that gets the defensive line a little bit to where they can't just tee up and play the pass and rush the quarterback. They have to play the run. And I think that balancing act that John Gruden had in this game plan was spectacular, and it had a lot to do with them winning the game.
A lot of teams can say they want to pound the rock and commit to running the ball and you know, getting the defensive line off balance, but you have to execute it when you say you want to do it, and the Raiders have been able to do that. What have you seen from their offensive line? Why have they been so good?
Well, that's why. And getting Richie Incognito back is really the key to that offensive line, because he's the smartest guy in the room. He's the guy that sets the tempo. And yes, you got the two, you know, bookends with Miller and Trent Brown, and they're setting the edge really well. And I tell you what, this offense is really starting to get an idea of who and what they're going to be without Antonio Brown. Because I truly believe that distraction bothered them for a couple games. It affected the way John Gruden was going to call the game. It just was a big, huge distraction for this football team. They're past that now. They know who they are, and they're going out there, and they're executing, and I think they're starting to believe, guys, if we play our game, we do our thing, we play Raider football, let's go out there and kick teams' ass, because they beat two really good football teams back-to-back.
Raiders 3-2 now, win on the road in London against the Bears. A lot of people thought the Bears were going to blow out the Raiders. You know, it's funny you mentioned Gruden. I saw so many people slamming Gruden during the preseason, and especially at the beginning of the season. I didn't see a whole lot of folks running to social media today to go, you know what, John Gruden's doing a pretty good job. How about some people step up and say that John Gruden is doing a good job?
Yeah, when you beat a Chicago Bears football team, because I don't think anybody really realized if the Colts were any good until this past week, right, when they beat the Chiefs. So them beating the Colts last week in their stadium, that was a big win for the Raiders. And then to go back-to-back, fly all the way to London and beat a Bears football team, I tell you what, all of a sudden, you have a young football team. Because you got to realize, they've got like 12 rookies on this team. This is a young football team that is very impressionable. And, you know, the leadership of a Derek Carr going out there and playing the way he did, really, and not turning the ball over, was key to them winning this football game. And, hey, they're not going to be able to blow teams out, but they got to play their steady game. And if they can do that, I think they can win a lot of football games this year.
Last one, Bill. Who's the best team in football right now through nearly 5 weeks? Is it the Packers, Saints? Is it the Niners, the Seahawks, the Chiefs, or the Patriots?
I'm going to go. I got to split it up with AFC and NFC. AFC, definitely the Patriots. And I have a tie for NFC right now, and I'm going to go Green Bay and New Orleans.
Wow. Yeah, the Saints are a hell of a story. I don't think anyone expected them to go 3-0 so far with Teddy B at quarterback instead of Drew Brees. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it sure is. It's great when you can have a backup quarterback play that well.
Oh, yeah. Bill, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got it. It was fun talking with you guys. Take care.
There you go, Bill Romanowski, longtime linebacker in the National Football League. Yep, he's guaranteed you can lose up to 10 pounds of body fat and put on lean muscle with Lean One Fat Burning Meal Replacement. Losing weight never tasted so good. Go to lean1.com. That's L-E-A-N 1, the number 1.com. You get 20% off of that Lean 1 fat-burning meal replacement right now.